I suppose what you're looking at is two teams who have been in the first division this year, who would kind of see themselves as realistic contenders to relieve Dublin of their crown, and, you know, who maybe in one respect, Tom, might be going in opposite directions. Mayo have been up there since 2012, close at the top. Galway haven't had, you know, a pretty healthy time since then. In fact, I think this year is the first year they've been in the first division since 2011, believe it or not. But they have a very good young team coming through. Mayo have an ageing team that are still capable, though, of kind of grinding out results, as we saw, for example, in Ballybofey a number of weeks ago. So it all set, actually, for quite...
They don't, as you mentioned, they don't seem to have plucked anybody in recent years from what has been good underage sides.
Well, they won a minor in 2013 and under 21 in 2016. From that, okay, they've got maybe Stephen Cohen. He probably will play centre-back on Sunday. Dermot O'Connor, who's been Young Player of the Year on a couple of occasions, and maybe Conor Loftus. Outside that, really, the return hasn't been as, I suppose, as plentiful as they would have hoped. I know young Hanley, Cian Hanley, is back in the panel. We haven't heard much of him, to be honest with you. He was on those successful teams. He had been in Australia for a few years in Australian rules football. But whether he can contribute or not this summer remains to be seen. Like, you know, Tom, in Donegal, I know down here what it's like. It's very hard to know what's going on in training or what's happening with the team or who's in form or who's likely to be picked. But there has been definitely a little bit of a disappointment that more players from those two, from that particular group of players didn't come through. The one player, I suppose, who did come through this year was Ona Donoghue. He came through at left cornerback, and maybe that's the one plus they got this year. But outside that, Tom, you'll have the tried and trusted, the guys who've been there probably for quite a while. And, you know, I was just looking up a thing the other day. This team, a lot of these guys played in 2010 when they lost to Longford, in Longford in the qualifiers. There was nine of them, Tom, believe it or not. Nine of them involved in that. But they're still plugging away, and they didn't let a situation like that get to them. They've had the courage to keep at it year on year.
And talk to me about Galway.
You know, Tom, as a Roscommon man, I know from seeing Galway down over the years, whenever Galway come at a team, they always seem to come with good forwards. They have five or six good scoring forwards on the team at the moment. They have Eamon Brannigan, they have Shane Walsh, they have Brendan McHugh lad at corner forward. They have, you know, Daly lad, they have son of Dandy Kelly's playing. They have, you know, Sean Armstrong, and of course they have Damien Comer. Any one of those guys, Tom, will get on most county teams. And basically every one of them, or John Heaney's another one, every one of them have scores in them. And that, to me, is what they have this year. They have the scoring forwards, kind of, you know, not alone five or six of them, but maybe seven or eight of them. And they have been a big plus to them. As well as that, I don't think you can underestimate the influence that Paddy Talley has had with the team.
Yeah, I was going to come to that, because defensively they had been...
Oh, they're way, shall we say, way meaner than they were in the past. A way less forgiving than they would have been in the past. They're very, very well structured at the back, very difficult to break down, and you can see his thumbprints on the game and on the team very much so this year. And they're going to be difficult team to beat. For Mayo will find it difficult to beat them. Mayo's kind of weakness is Galway's strength, insofar as Mayo don't have great scoring forwards. A lot of the scores come from place kicks from Killeen O'Connor and from good scores from their back line. Their attacking backs actually seem to very often kind of end up getting more scores from play than maybe the actual starting forwards. But I think if if Galway's, shall we say, centre field area gets enough supply of the ball through those guys, then it could be very, very difficult for Mayo to win it, in particular if Damien Comer is...
What does your head say?
Head says, every time, like, and we talked about this beforehand, Tom, before we came on air, every year we have written Mayo off. Certainly, I never thought, to be honest with you, after the night in Limerick where they lost to Kerry in a replay, that the players had it in them to come back. But they have confounded all of our predictions year on year. And I still think they're able to actually grind out a result on Sunday. You know, Galway have won the last two championship games. For Mayo to lose this one, if it happens, it'll be a massive blow to them because it'll send them into the qualifiers, which they can. It's still going to stick with Mayo, heart and head. But if they win it, it will be ground out in the most maybe unattractive way.